Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. How can I help you? This is the supervisor here.
Mr. Supervisor, I have a charge on my bank account for a company called Unusual Designs. I did not buy anything from them. I don't know how they got my card information. I don't know anything about it. No one can give me any information about it. I just now got a $31 charge in my bank account that I wasn't prepared to come out. Caused me to be overdrawn because this is an account I used specifically to do my car payment in. So I wasn't prepared for another $31 to come out and cause things to bounce. I want to know who the company is, what I purchased for them. No one can tell me anything about it.
Okay. Was the previous agent not able to pull up your account, ma'am? Did you not provide him information?
No, he can't find me. He can't find me. I'm not going to give anybody my bank account because that's stupid. You don't call people and just give them your bank account information, especially people who are taking money out.
We don't ask for bank account information. We only ask for the card information to pull up the account.
Well, I'm not going to give you my card information.
But if you're already getting charged from us, ma'am, we would already have it, correct?
That's what I would think.
Right. So we would need to verify the information by getting the card information.
I'm not going to do that because I don't want more money coming out of my account.
If you're getting charged from us, ma'am, already, we would already have your information, but the agent wouldn't be able to have it if you were in your account. So
you should be able to name and address and phone number and all of that and email address and find what the charge is. Who is Unusual Design? Who is that?
I personally don't know, ma'am. We're a third-party call center. We handle customer support for a variety of online vendors.
I was stupid to hand you my card number when money's already been taken out of the account.
Well, that would track down the charge from the money that's been taken out of the account, ma'am.
Excuse me?
I said that would provide me with the charge so I can see where the money is coming from and what's charging
you.
Well,
I'd rather eat $31 than give somebody else my card that could take more money out of my account.
But the thing, okay, ma'am, I'm just letting you know, if you're getting charged from us, ma'am, the company would already have your card information, so you would keep getting charged. So providing the company with the card information to pull up the account so they can see why you're getting charged and would not do anything.
Card null and void.
I didn't quite hear that.
They tried to run that card again, but I'm not giving that information out again. You know, I'll just eat $31 before I'll give someone else my information.
We're not asking for your full card information anyway. We're asking for the last four digits to pull up the account. Hello?
I don't want another charge to come out of this bank.
Well, that's why we need to pull up the account. That's why I'm asking for the last four digits of the card that was charged, ma'am.
So you bill for this company, but you can't tell me anything about this company?
I would need to pull up the account so I can see what's getting charged, ma'am.
And I can't give you the company name that's on my account here that says it charged.
That wouldn't provide me with any of the information, ma'am.
I'll have to find that card because, like I said, I changed the account. I didn't want any more charges to come through. Give me just a second.
You said 8247?
No, I said 8278.
78. Then your name, please.
Patricia Harris.
And what date was it charged on?
Get back to my paper. was in April the 29th.
And how did you get this number, this phone number?
On my bank account statement.
Okay.
When money comes out of your account that you don't plan on, that you don't know about, you look it up.
And what's your zip code?
37172.
Harris. I'm not seeing your name here.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't buy anything from these people, and someone charged my bank account.
Was there any other phone number?
No, sir. How do I get the $31 back, or can I?
I don't know, ma'am, if we can't find an account with you. If we don't have an account with us, we wouldn't be able to do anything.
But why is your phone number there?
That personally, I wouldn't know, ma'am.
Took the money.
I'm sorry?
Obviously, your company took the money.
Okay.
Because, I mean, your phone number is by this charge on my bank account. So who gave your company authority to take the money out?
Ma'am, I would not know any information of that, ma'am, because I don't have an account in front of me to see that information. Somebody maybe used your card.
How do I find that? But even if they used my card, when I just gave you the card number, shouldn't it pull up?
You're right. It should pull up. If we did charge your card, it would pull up. Verify your shipping address.
I'm sorry?
Verify your shipping address.
5616 Stacy Springs Road, Springfield, Tennessee.
That's not you. Were you charged anything before that?
Nope.
It was just that one charge of $31?
Yes.
We don't even have a $31 charge. Did you receive anything?
No.
Yeah, I'm not seeing your name here, ma'am.
What do I need to do?
You probably need to contact your card company.
I did. They gave me your number. Your number is listed beside the charge. That's all they could do. I want my $31 back. You don't see where the charge was made and paid to you?
No, ma'am.
Then why would this number be on my bank account?
Ma'am, as I stated, I would not know unless somebody put in, use your card information, put another name or anything of that nature. But the card with the last four digits, you provided me with that information, it did not pull up anything, ma'am.
But even if they did that, your company name and number is by the charge. That would mean you guys got to collect the money. Just forget it. It's $31. You know, life is tough enough here, much less giving money to scammers. So
okay.
You guys are a scamming agent.
If you feel that way, ma'am.
Well, if I feel that way, I'm out $31.
Well, ma'am,
yeah,
don't you see me here trying to help you out, look for the account, ma'am? A scamming agency would try to help you look for the charge, ma'am.
Your number is beside
it. I understand
that. That's like me reaching in your pocket, and you see me do it, and I said, well, you can't provide any information. Well, yeah, I see where you did it. You know, well, ma'am, I don't have you on record. Just forget it.
Okay. Thank you for calling.